What are the findings like for Kent?
Well, what the Children's Society have found is that fear of crime is a really significant issue in the South East. We found over 300,000 teenagers are struggling with this fear and that it's significantly harming their happiness and their well-being. And interestingly, what the Children's Society also found was that girls and boys experience this fear in different ways. We heard from teenage girls that were fearful of being followed by strangers and were feeling intimidated in their local area, whereas boys tended to feel that they were likely to be physically assaulted, so more getting into fights.
And what kind of impact is this having on children in Kent?
Where these issues add up, where children are experiencing more than one serious problem in their lives, they're more likely to be unhappy, more likely to have low levels of well-being. And in the South East, there are almost 150,000 teenagers that have seven or more serious problems in their lives, and that's storing up issues for later on in life for these children. Long-term impacts are children feeling unhappy about their future, feeling that they can't make friends, that they feel socially isolated. We hear from boys saying that they feel like they have to fight to survive, and girls saying that they don't want to go out of their home because they feel scared about the reception they might get in their local community. So it stores up issues for these children later on in life. But what the Children's Society are really worried about is that, unfortunately, due to funding cuts and due to challenges in the local area, services don't step in until these children and families reach crisis point. What that can mean is that child going missing, running away from home as a cry for help, putting themselves in risky situations that might put them at risk of exploitation. They might get involved in drugs or crime, and that's because these issues haven't been dealt with early on. And that's what the Children's Society are calling for local government, for local police services and for schools to come together to make children's well-being a priority in their area.